I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here's an update to the story of the world's most opulent prison. You remember back in November when about 200 royals and businessmen in Saudi Arabia were rounded up in a so-called anti-corruption probe? They were held at the Ritz-Carlton in Riyadh. Among those arrested and still being held is a Saudi billionaire, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal.
He is considered to be probably the most wealthy investor in all of the Middle East and certainly in Saudi Arabia.
That's Jake Novak of CNBC. Novak has been watching as some of Saudi Arabia's wealthiest people are released from detention at the Ritz-Carlton. There's much speculation that the Saudi government has collected lots of money from the wealthy detainees.
There's really no way of knowing, but we do know what some of the big fish are being asked to pay. There was one other prince who was asked to pay $1 billion, and he paid it.
Which brings us to bin Talal. He's said to be the 45th richest man on earth, worth between $12 and $20 billion, and he's very high profile.
He is a frequent guest on all the major financial networks, my own included, CNBC.
And CNN and Bloomberg and Fox, and that may be why he's being held. Not necessarily because he's corrupt or a political maverick. After all, bin Talal supports positions held by the crown prince who had him detained. He endorses the crown prince's progressive business and social policies. No, says Novak, it's got to be something else.
This could be just, in the case of bin Talal, not so much a case of him being on the wrong side of an issue or committing a crime, but just being too conspicuous and too wealthy and needing to be taken down a peg in the mind of the new crown prince.
But why, Novak wonders, are so few people in the financial world asking about this missing billionaire? He's friends with Bill Gates, friends with Rupert Murdoch. Last year, bin Talal flew to Silicon Valley and met with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg. Novak says that no one involved in financial markets wants to upset the Saudis at this time. There's a really big deal in the works.
Look, Saudi Aramco, which is the Saudi Arabian, basically oil company, which is going to go IPO probably later this year, is worth $2 trillion, maybe more, to certain investors. Nobody wants to mess with the Saudi government right now when there are chances to get in a little bit more on this IPO. So it's really, really good timing for bin Salman, the new crown prince, to basically say, look, if you guys want to play with us, you're going to have to basically be quiet about what's going on here.
And then there's Twitter. President Trump's favorite social media platform is owned in part by the detained bin Talal.
To me, that's even probably the most damning factor of all, is that here you have, you know, a social media platform that's become one of the most widely read and used all over the world platforms, and they're not talking about him either. I think the Twitter must believe that no matter what happens to bin Talal, his investment money will either be taken over by somebody else in the Saudi family, or he'll eventually be released and everything will go back to normal. And it just goes to show that you have to really be careful about overestimating your personal value to the companies and the associates that you make in business.
Jake Novak is a senior editorial columnist at CNBC.com. We reached out to Twitter, which said it had no comment at this time, and to the Saudi Arabian embassy in Washington, which reminded us that, quote, Saudi privacy laws do not allow the embassy to be privy to specific individuals' information.